Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day, when she's not threatening to leave me, to devote her entire life to selling Avon, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Not a bad gig! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Happy Friday, Holly Roberts.
Oh, I'd like to sample some lotion, please.
Absolutely. What is it? Baby soft?
Ooh, okay.
Skin so soft.
Skin so soft. A squirt?
Okay. Yeah, right here. Squirt.
Okay. Real early for a squirt. Good morning, all of you, on this Friday, April 12th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Big Wind Day. And that's not a fart joke. That's actually like wind turbines and stuff. Welcome to Day of Silence. Welcome to Drop Everything and Read. Welcome to International Day of Human Spaceflight. Welcome to, and I'll be celebrating this later, Dive Bar Day. Welcome to National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Welcome to Licorice Day. Welcome to National Only Child Day. Welcome to Poet in a Cupcake Day. Welcome to Russian Cosmonaut Day. So if you know a Russian cosmonaut, shake their hand.
I wish I knew one.
Yeah. Walk on the Wild Side Day is today. And Wear a Star Day. And welcome to your coffee. Cheers.
Cheers, yes.
Ooh, cheers.
Cheers and good morning. Cheers and good morning. Cheers and good morning, Jill. Oh. Jill.
Oh, that tastes good today.
Sure does. How's everybody doing?
Great.
It's Friday. Oh, great, and it's going to be warm this weekend. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. What's the forecast, Holly?
Like 75 and sunny. Sun's out, buns out.
Be Arthur.
Yeah, no granny panties.
No.
I was literally getting ready. Already, Lex? It's a little early. Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, it's quite a contrast. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. So
whatever it was, it was rainy and gross yesterday, and then it's going to be 75 and sunny?
So are we locking that in, Lex? Are we locking in no granny panties?
No granny panties.
Locked in. Show me no granny panties.
No granny panties.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
It's gonna be hot, hot, hot.
Okay, now why is B. Arthur texting the three of us at?
Well, that's why I'm also feeling pretty good today.
6:05 in the morning. Why? Because B. Arthur's texting us.
Well,
because
what she texted us.
Okay. Yeah. It's good. Oh, okay. Well,
and we got to rearrange the kitchen because of it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, is she messing things up already?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing.
Okay. Well, here we go. Let's activate the fun music. Why, Alexis, did B. Arthur text the three of us at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I'll just read her text to us. She says, good morning. Our new total for bids for kids, which was yesterday, thank you, everyone, is over $46,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Congrats and thank you. Lots of heart emojis. Yeah, and then, of course, more updates as they come in, but that's where we're at right now. And she also said, get ready to get slimed.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's happening too. Woo-hoo!
That's happening too. We made our total yesterday. We needed to raise $2,500 before the end of our show, and we did it.
Yes.
So the three of us are heading to Nickelodeon Universe to get slimed.
Love.
Oh, yeah. My body's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No safety goggles, no parkas like they used to. Just
what about like a shower cap?
I mean, I might wear a shower cap. Yeah.
You think so?
I'm going to try. Yeah. Unless you take it off of me at the very end when we get there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
There's some showers in there?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know that Athleta does.
Well,
we can go over there.
Yeah, let's go to Lululemon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rinse on Lululemon. That's the one that has it.
Hey, can we use your shower real quick? Just walk in there all slimed. Hey. Kate Hudson said we can use your shower.
Yeah.
Can we come in, Athleta? Come on, let us in.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's fantastic. $46,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really good total.
And you guys did it.
Oh, thank you, my talkers.
Thank you very much.
Best. So there's a magical day around here.
Yes, it was. It's time for Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? Once again, the star of the show is Alexis Thompson. You have written, you have a frowny face on the show, on the show sheet today. What's going on?
So sad news for my fiber friends, my crafty folk. Mm-hmm. There's a huge craft store up in St. Cloud called Crafts Direct. Okay. And after 33 years in business, they've decided to shut down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they yesterday started a huge, huge sale store-wide. And a friend of mine and I went up and, just to check it out. We kind of make it a two-time-a-year kind of trip together and, kind of load up, replenish that stash,
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to you. This place is huge. It's 33 aisles of crafty goodness.
33? Lex, that's like a super Walmart.
It sure is. Yeah. Of just crafting. And there is a Bits for Kids My Talk connection because I remember this is when we were mid-date, Jace, so more than 10 years ago now. Yeah. We had people bid on a limo ride to Crafts Direct, and everyone got a $50 gift card. And at the time, they had a cafe there, so we all had sandwich and chips and a drink.
Did you go with them?
And I taught everyone how to arm knit. It was when arm knitting was big.
Oh, I remember. I remember arm knitting because you tried doing it on the show.
Right, I did. Yeah. And so we were arm knitting on the way up there. So, just kind of reminiscing about the little trips and stuff. And when we'd have crafty friends come visit, that's where we'd take them, So,
yeah.
Just wanted to see what it was like. And it was just so sweet. The owner, he greeted everyone at the door. And kind of broke down how the sale's going to work. So, if you're looking for a deal, your craft, if you want to say goodbye to Crafts Direct, the sale started yesterday. They'll probably be open for the next 12 weeks. Every Thursday, they're going to decrease the percentage off. Right now, the store is at least 15% off. But there's a lot of stuff that's half off and, all different percentages off. But he was very sweet and, thanked everyone. The building's for sale. I mean, they're just... They're done.
Oh, Lex.
I know.
I'm sorry, Lex.
Oh, it's okay, though. Happy. 33 years open. That's pretty great.
Holly, let's raise our glass. Let's pour one
Crafts
out.
Direct.
Yep.
For Crafts Direct.
Yeah.
We love you. There we go. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers, everybody, to Crafts Direct.
Yeah. Mm. But wow, what a crowd, man. The store's closing, and we got there mid-afternoon. But the sale started like at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something like that.
Kicked over?
I got a burrito at the food truck because I was hungry and we were waiting in line. And so I was talking to this young lady who works in the town and she's just like, yeah, I've been here since it opened and we're still waiting in line to check out. Mind you, she'd been there 5 hours. And I still kept seeing her. Because she was very kind. The reader for the credit card wasn't working. And so she paid for me, which was so sweet.
Oh, nice.
And then I had to hit up my friend for cash because, I don't have any with me.
Right.
Wait.
But anyway, I made a friend,
Okay. I just need to.
Oh, the lines were ridiculous.
It's... 5 hours. Lex, that's how long people wait for the Avatar ride at Disney World.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, she told me that, so this is a huge, you're right. It's like Walmart size, right? So the way that the line, of course, went out the door around, there's a brewery that's attached. It went around the brewery, around the backside of the Walmart sized Crafts Direct, back into the parking lot. They even had cops directing traffic.
What?
Guys, this is no joke.
You know what this is like?
Crafters are serious.
Remember, guys, when Cosmix opened, that McDonald's Starbucks?
Yes! That's right, the drive-thru drink place.
Yes, they had Illinois State Troopers directing traffic for all the influencers.
Yes.
Converging onto Illinois, yeah.
Woo! And so we actually got there in the sweet spot because the people who got there early, right when it opened, were finishing up. We shopped for, a couple hours. We were just having a great time because, again, 33 aisles of crafty goodness. We waited about an hour and a half in line, which still wows us. I even said for a moment, hey, do you think that maybe we could just, because there's so many like little baskets and carts that were just abandoned. Because I think at that point, some, you know, they had to get to work, they had to get moving. Right.
Oh, yeah, you have to go to the bathroom. What am I going to do with my cart?
Yes. And I was so grateful to have gone with a friend because then we were able to kind of tag team and we shared a cart. And
oh, my. Lex, that is dedication, girl. If you're waiting an hour and a half to check yourself out.
Yeah.
Not even look around. To check out.
Just to check out.
Wow.
But a lot of people were there for a lot longer because then we were leaving. And right as we were leaving, people were getting off of work. So that line again went past the brewery, which was even longer than when it was when we got there. So
woo! If you're tuning in, we're shaking one out, pouring one out for Crafts Direct, RIP, closing
after
more than 30 years.
Yeah.
And I just want to end with this.
Sure.
This is further proof. This story right here, Holly. No matter where she is, no matter where she goes, no matter how busy she is, that woman right there will find a burrito.
Heck yeah.
Amen.
That is a superpower. That is
delish,
a superpower.
She could be at a store closing in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
And Lex will find a damn burrito no matter where she is. I'm just saying.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Yes. Amen.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I've talked about a lot of services at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic over the years, and I only tell you about the ones that I really, really like or that I've done myself. I don't want to mislead you with services. So when I tell you about something, it's because I have done it and I love it. Glow 2 Facial is in that category. I was just telling B. Arthur, actually, and I think, I don't know, I was talking to somebody at our My Talk event this week. Maybe it was Holly, and I was saying the Glow 2 Facial is probably one of the best services I've had done at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This is not your granddad's facial. This is about 45 minutes. It's customizable, which I think is so cool. And you walk out of there glowing, unbelievably glowing. It's called Glow 2. Write that down. Glow 2 Facial. You need to book an appointment if you need a little refresher. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All you little boo things out there, thank you for being here. All of you little boo things. Yeah. Jason
happy
and
Friday.
Alexis, happy Friday. Friday means WTF around here. Powered by Trivia Mafia. Hosted by Holly Roberts. The morning show, that's us.
This is a fun one.
Yeah. We go head to head against some enemies, losers, whatever you want to call them. they're not losers this week, but Holly, what are we doing today?
Ooh, this week in our weekly trivia face-off, the theme is divas with an exclamation point. These are musical divas. And Jason and Alexis, I got to tell you, you got fierce competition this week because calling in, it's the one, the only, Lori and Julia. And woo! The Drive Time Divas know they're music divas.
Oh, God, do they do?
Oh, yeah, they do. A little scared.
Yeah. But we got some warm-up questions for you this morning.
All right.
That's right.
And these are very warm-up questions, you know. I mean, this is just to get the brain going. Because I know that you guys know all these things.
Okay.
Well, you have a lot of faith in us.
I do have a lot of faith in you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's do a little warm-up, shall
okay.
we?
Yes.
Here's your first warm-up question for our weekly trivia face-off. We got musical divas. Which control singer had 5 consecutive albums debut at number 1 on the Billboard charts?
Control.
Janet Jackson.
Final answer.
Yes!
Well, she was one of the bids for kids auctions yesterday.
She was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a group of folk are going to go see Janet Jackson with Lori and Julia.
Yes. Oh, I'm like, what hour of our show did we do that?
Oh, yeah, not during our show.
We had so much. I'm like, did I miss that whole thing? We had so many experiences. Did I forget that one? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So, a bunch of lucky listeners are going to go see Janet Jackson at the XL Energy Center with Lori and Julia, and that's happening in mid-June.
All right.
Here's another question in our weekly trivia face-off. Practice edition. Which singer released Genie in a Bottle and What a Girl Wants in 1999?
You want to take this one,
Xtina, Christina Aguilera.
Final yes, answer.
We will accept Christina Aguilera and Xtina.
He's dirty.
Very dirty.
Oh, my goodness, those chaps. Well, you got see, I told you guys would do really well on this. You know, here's another musical diva question for Jason and Alexis. We're warming up this morning. Mystery surrounds the identity of the subject of which 1972 Carly Simon song.
You're so vain. You think this song is about you.
Final answer.
That's right. You're so vain. Some people have speculated Mick Jagger. Some people have said Warren Beatty. She is never officially confirmed and labeled that song, but it's fun to speculate.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Warren Beatty.
Probably. All right, here we go. Ann Wilson is the lead singer of what sister-led rock group?
Wilson Phillips? Jace, think of that?
I don't think so. No. Is it Heart?
What's her name?
Ann Wilson.
Oh, Ann Wilson. Oh, that's right. There's China and there's right.
Carney.
And they're Phillip and Carney. No, okay. So Heart? Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I think it's Heart.
Yeah. Final answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ann and Nancy Wilson. Nancy Wilson playing the guitar and doing the vocals.
I think they were just on Stern this week.
Yeah, Howard Stern. I was just going
to
say.
Yeah. Sorry, Lex. I mean to step.
No. I'm glad we were thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Here's another question. Now we're warming up for this morning's weekly trivia face-off. Divas Edition. Jason and Alexis versus Lori and Julia. Which... or what? Who? What iconic Believe singer has won? I had to figure it out.
Who, what? Okay. Yeah.
What iconic Believe singer has won a Grammy, an Oscar, and an Emmy?
That would be Cher.
That would be Cher. Whoa! Here's a question about a diva. What country was Celine Dion born in?
Oh, gosh.
What country?
Canada?
She's Canadian. Yeah. Is that where she was born, though?
See, that's the trickery. That's the trickery. Should we just go with Canada?
Yeah, let's go with Canada. Final answer.
Celine Dion was born in Canada.
Yay!
She is French Canadian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. I just thought there was a little trickery of like, you know what I mean? Everyone knows that she's
Canadian.
They think of her as Canadian, but she was born in like, I don't know, Libya or something.
Yeah, she moved there. Right.
No tricks
there.
She was
like 2 months, you know.
Look at you guys. Nailed it. Congratulations. What a warm-up round for you, Jason
right
and Alexis.
There,
yeah.
Oh, it's
going to
be fun. 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. I mean, 2.5 hours, but stay tuned. That's right. Powered by Trivia Mafia. And don't forget, if you want fun in your life, don't forget to go to Trivia Mafia socials and find an event near you. And that event might feature our very own Holly Roberts sitting in a stool in the corner by a pool tab machine.
That's true. Hey, I left my Stanley mug there. If you got that this week, you just let me know and keep it safe, okay?
Oh, no.
You did. And those are expensive.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Where talk is fun.
Lots of laughs, right? You betcha.
My Talk 107.1. everything entertainment.
Hey friends, Alexis for Plunkett's Pest Control. Over 100 years strong, women-led, women-owned for the past 22 years. And Plunkett's is my pest control expert for more than 10 years now. Patrick has been coming to my home and making sure, you know, taking care of business, keeping those pests out. And, you know, that's their home, my home. Very nice. Always honest, on time, equipped with the knowledge to do the job right the first time. And he makes sure to take the time to tell me everything that I need to do, everything that he did. I trust them. And yeah, we've been pest-free, which is fabulous. And I've called Patrick for a lot of different reasons. Squish squirrels, flying squirrels, wasps, bees, mice. Oh, lots of things. Oh, and that possum ones too. So, hey, if you have some pest control that you need, some pests that are pestering you, keep pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today. Go to Plunkett's.net and make sure you tell them that I sent you.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming up a little bit later, Lex and I both have some game show news for you. So stay there. Don't move. I mean, it can. Free will. I mean, when you get up.
Board game news, right? And show news. You're right. It's kind of a combo platter there.
Combo platter.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. But first, little story time. So Lex told you a sad story at the top of the show. RIP, Crafts Direct, RIP. Cheers. Raise our glass
sales,
again.
Still going
Direct.
On now.
How long are they going to be open, Lex?
He said 12 weeks is what they're forecasting. Weeks? Yeah, and every Thursday they'll decrease and they'll make the sale better.
Because what's the sale right now?
Because it is packed. It is packed, at least when I left yesterday, because it was the first day of the sale. What did you say?
How much off?
How much? At least 15% off store-wide. Yep, right now.
Lex, they're not going to survive 12 weeks. They're going to be sold out.
Yeah.
Well, you might get a piece of yarn or a googly eye on the floor that you pick up.
A free squished one.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
flesh-colored puffy paint, you know, like a really unfavorable puffy paint color.
Yep.
Sorry, kids. This is all we get to craft this is it.
Flesh-colored... Yeah.
Because all the fixtures and stuff will be for sale, too. But right now, they need them for all the merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
But you have some sad business news, or?
Yeah. Not business news.
Oh, okay.
So, ever since, and this is also no joke. I know it's hard to tell when I'm not, but this is also a consumer alert, too. Right after Dexter died, I would have, if you would have asked me, if you really would have asked Colin, we probably would have said we had no intention of getting another dog. We would have showered Big with Mr. Big with love. And then once Big passes, we had a vision of just not having another dog. And that was our plan. That was even our plan post Dex leaving us. But life has a funny way of... throwing you emotional curveballs when you don't expect it. And Dex dying really kind of stung me way harder than even I thought it was going to. And I still miss him. And I struggle. And I have still a good, you know, I still have a bad day. Still haven't moved. We bought new pillows. Dexter, I always told you guys on this show that I would tell you stories about the sectional. We have a sectional in our movie room, and Dexter always sat at the end of the sectional, at the end of the L, and he would pout and give us dirty looks. And right after he died, that next day, we went to Home Goods, and I bought two new big pillows, and I put those decorative pillows on where Dexter sits, and we haven't moved those pillows, and I sometimes stare at him and I get sad. And anyway, I'm saying all this not to be sad on a Friday.
Well, you just never know when grief is going to pop up and how it finds itself or its way to you.
Yeah. But I'm saying all this is because I wanted to be a step and a half away from grief the main throes of grief before I made any type of decision. Because, and I say I in the singular for a reason. Colin really did leave this up to me. I've joked that Colin has been a she by charade, hell to the now on another dog. But that's really, that's not the truth. That's, I'm just joking with that. Colin was going to defer to me. So I've thought recently within the last few weeks about getting another boxer. I thought way more serious about it within the last 2 weeks. And my mother was helping. I started the search, joined several groups on Facebook for rescues, boxer adoption, because, you know, I was hoping, I still kind of am, you know, Dexter came to us, Lex, I don't know if you'll remember this because it's right after we took over the morning show. But Dexter was an accident. Colin was working at the U of M. And
that's right.
Yeah. Dexter,
did Lex and I have puppies? Is that what happened?
Lex, you and I are old, but we do have a memory sometimes.
Yeah,
we
friends remember puppies, man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But Lex and I had just moved to the mornings, and that's important only because my schedule was a little more free. And at that time, Colin had a more structured schedule. So that's why I bonded with Dex a little bit more, because I was really the one home with him during the days. But yeah, a colleague's dad had a litter of boxers, and every puppy was taken but Dexter. And if you ask me, Dexter was the best looking one. But anyway, and Dexter then went to a home, and Dexter was rejected. The family dog did not like Dex, so they had to bring him back. So Colin's coworker was flashing around this picture of Dexter as a puppy. And I'm not trying to brag, but Dex was so damn cute as a puppy. And he was just a handsome boy when he was an adult. But And Colin, Lex and I had finished our show, and Colin had sent me a text message. I'm napping following our show. And he goes, "Isn't he cute?" I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, sure he is. I'm like, why are you... I was such a bitch. I was like, why are you interrupting my nap? Like, what? And he goes, well, he needs a home. Somebody rejected him. And I'm like, okay. And then we fell in love. We went to see him after a Beyonce concert. Dexter ran right up to me. He knew what to do. Dexter knew who to play. And bada boom, bada bing, 10 years later.
Yeah.
There we are. So I was kind of hoping for a situation like that. So I've joined all these Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And my mother did too. Like I pulled up one just for an example right now. It's called Boxer Puppies for Adoption and Rehoming. And then I was searching for different breeders, because now even in 10 years, the ways you can get puppies has changed. It's like dating apps. I mean, there's just all sorts of ways. And I do want a boxer. I want a boxer.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm on all these groups. Well, over the last few days, my mother and I had kind of honed in on this one individual who had a brindle, because it's kind of our desire to not have one that looks exactly like Dex, but we're open. Our hearts are open to whatever. And my mother started talking to her. Then she said, well, then this is for my son. He'll get a hold of you. So I started talking to her. Pictures were exchanged. I was falling in love with the picture. Well, to wrap, long story long, but to wrap it up, it was a complete scam.
What? How do you know that?
Because I'm on a lot of these rehoming groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
And there was a woman that I was speaking to a couple days earlier, also with a puppy that had sparked my interest. And this woman said she was in Madison. And the woman that I was speaking to as of recently, I think she was from Wilmer or something.
Okay.
And I said, hey, can you please send me pictures of the parents? I would like to see the pictures of the parents of the puppy. And the parent pictures were exactly the same parents of the woman from a couple days ago from Madison.
So it's not just a coincidence. They're just using these parent pictures. Ooh,
and I'm like, oh my God. And I had never encountered this. I know this is probably not news to a lot of people, but it's like me going on dating apps right now and realizing how dating apps have changed, I would be flummoxed by it.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world for me. And it just broke my heart. I mean, I had asked all the questions. I wanted, genetic testing to see if they did that, Lex, because I didn't, Dexter died of a condition called degenerative myelopathy. I wanted a good, I wanted a good family. I wanted to make sure the puppies were good.
Yeah.
And to find out. And then when I did further research and I asked some good people, I guess this is rampant. The scammers are out there.
So do you think the puppy even existed then?
I do not. And this woman, what immediately flagged me was the fact that she was very aggressive in asking for my info to, quote, reserve the dog.
Yeah. And you know what? We just got a call from somebody whose friend experienced the same thing with a French bulldog. You don't send these people money. Don't give them information because that is what they're looking for.
Yep. Oh. Luckily, my Spidey sense, I would never do that anyway. And my mom didn't do that. And also my mom for Minnesota people, there's also the fact that, we have a public job. So it's like my mom didn't want to put that stuff out there for me, which I appreciate. And I didn't either. Even if I didn't have a public job, I was like, her aggressiveness was the first red flag. And then when I asked for further pictures, then that was confirmation that this was a scam. And luckily I gave her nothing. I didn't even give her my full name. I think I gave her my first name. And so thank you to the caller. This is just, if you're as naive as I am, if this is a new world for you, please be careful. Cause last night I was so bummed. It was a little bit of a broken heart, a small one all over again, because I had my heart set on this one. And yeah, so back to the drawing board, but I'm telling the story just to help you guys be
consumer alert.
Yeah. Be leery. Ask a lot of questions. Ask for multiple pictures. Ask for pictures of the parents and make sure the pictures kind of match. That's what I've learned too from people that have been so kind and have DM'd me. So there we go. And so if the search continues, or now we're back to square one all over again. So,
yeah. The right puppy, right dog will come your way and you'll know.
Yep.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with game show news. Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Friday, April 12th. What's going on with Scrabble, Lex?
Scrabble. Do you guys like to play Scrabble?
No, I'm not much of a no. Holly?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
It's so satisfying when you get that X in the right spot. You get like triple point.
Triple score. Like, yes. It's super fun. Well, Mattel owns the rights, but not in North America. So I kind of feel like this is the burrito place that's closed on Mondays. But maybe we can get our hands on this, and maybe it will be so successful in the UK that it will eventually come here. I want to make sure I say that. Because there's a new collaborative Scrabble game that they have launched there in its 75-year history. Scrabble, they've never changed. Because why? It's a great game, right? Very simple. Mm-hmm. Yep. Write the words.
Simple concept.
Yep. Use other letters to make other words.
Yes.
But yes, 75 years it's been around. They now offer a double-sided board called Scrabble Together, where players can work as a team to complete goal cards at their chosen challenge level. So you're working together versus, by yourself. And they're saying it's more accessible and people are finding it really fun. And what's great about it is that you can decide what you want. So it's a twofer.
So you can decide whether or not you want to play regular Scrabble
classic
or
game.
The easy one.
Or Scrabble Together.
Is this a digital or is it a board?
Actual board game.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mattel, see, this is like the rights. I kind of feel like it's like Spider-Man right now because Mattel owns the rights everywhere but North America. So that's where they've kind of launched this game right now. And then we'll see what happens. But at some point, we'll be able to get it. Scrabble together.
I wonder if this is an answer to the fact that word games have exploded over the past 5 years with Wordle.
Yeah, for sure.
The New York Times gobbling that up. And basically, I know that most of Colin's family start their day playing all of the New York Times word games, including Wordle. So what good timing is my point on this.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. For the Scrabble people.
Oh, yeah. Words with Friends is still popping in certain locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's more accessible. I guess it brings people together. It's more collaborative, dynamic gameplay. So if you see that, don't worry. It is something they're working on. But you got to go. Yeah, or have someone send it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my sister, you know, she lives in Denmark. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask her to get us a copy.
A little bootleg copy.
Yeah. Well, I can see for younger kids, too. You're learning to spell. You're learning words. This might be a great, bonding with family. Mm-hmm. If you're a parent or an older person to be on your team. So.
Yeah.
Well, what's your news?
Well, speaking of games, if you were alive in the 80s, the board game sensation, other than Uno, was Trivial Pursuit.
It was just
such a pop culture phenomenon. I was young. I was too young to play, but I just know. I remember relatives having it. I remember the news talking about it. It was sold out at KB or wherever you got Toys R Us. And it was just the game of the, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. I think the mid-80s, early 80s. Anyway,
I love Trivial Pursuit. Even still, your little pie.
Oh, I just love looking through the cards by myself. I don't even need to play the game. I'm just like, oh, let's just go through the cards. Okay, that's interesting.
Somebody sent me. That's why I wheeled away. I think somebody sent me a Disney. Well, my talker sent me a Disney Trivial Pursuit. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
I have it over there. But anyway, the reason I bring up Trivial Pursuit is because LeVar Burton may have missed out on Jeopardy. They passed him over, but he got his game show in the end because he has just signed on the dotted line to host the TV version of Trivial Pursuit for the CW.
Fab.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. What a great combo. Like, he's the perfect person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is that nostalgia that we get, and then, wow, yeah, it's going to be fun. When does that premiere, Jace?
Fall on the CW.
Okay.
They're CW just got bought out, so they're really trying to rebrand. I don't know who their target used to just be all youngins.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying to broaden that out, and I think this is part of their strategy. Smart. I'm just trying to figure out, because I have not played Trivial Pursuit in such a long time. I'm trying to figure out the format of that game. I can't even really remember how you play it. So I don't even know how they're going to bring it to television.
Well, you go across the board and you have your pie categories. And I think that there are 6 little slices. Mm-hmm. And so then if you are playing by yourself or if it's you and a teammate, your objective is to get a slice of the pie in each category and fill in your little circle. And it's a bunch of different categories of trivia. You have sports or science or entertainment, news. I don't know what kind of categories they're going to be doing. And then when you complete your pie, then I'm sure you would get to the next level and then you get to the final round, which would be very exciting. And then there's money and then there's lights and LeVar Burton and all sorts of things.
Butterflies in the sky. Hi. That's what I'm hoping for.
You literally just produced the show, Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy one to transition to TV. Mm. Surprised it hasn't happened before.
I actually think it has. Let me see.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Reveal.
I feel like
there was a Monopoly game show at one point in the mid-90s, so they can do it. Television people can do anything.
Yeah.
There was.
I feel like there was. Okay.
Yeah, there was, and it ran on the Family Channel in the early 90s, and it was hosted by, and you'll never believe this, Peter Brady. Yeah. Oh,
Christopher there Knight, was
an,
huh?
Christopher Knight, and then there was also one hosted by Wink Martindale.
Mm. Oh, and speaking of, I do remember this, Scrabble being a game show. Oh,
on NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, and it was hosted mm-hmm. by Chuck Woolery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that one. Yeah, that was a staple. On I think it was like Sale of the Century and Scrabble.
Yep.
On NBC, yeah. Mm-hmm. When game shows were big on NBC, well, when game shows were big in daytime in general.
Oh yeah, but, my mom was on Sale of the Century for like 3 episodes. She won clear suitcase full of money.
Did she?
And other things, among other, yeah. And we went to NBC. We went to Burbank, and that's where they filmed it.
Mm-hmm. What fun. I didn't know that.
There's your fun fact.
How much money did she win? Can we share?
Gosh, I don't remember, but she won a clear suitcase full of fake money.
Okay.
A diamond and ruby ring.
Okay.
And a Southwestern motif painting that we eventually sold to somebody. And a car alarm system that sat in our basement forever.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
to piggyback off that, Frank Vassalero, a young Frank Vassalero from WCCO, was on Sale of the Century.
Heck yeah. Oh, wow. Go Frank.
Yeah, if you Google, you can Google that clip. Someone posted it. If you put Frank Vassalero and Sale of the Century in YouTube, you will get a very young, very good looking Frank. Not that he's not good looking now, but young, hot Frank Vassalero. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not living under the troll bridge anytime.
No, he's not. Again, thanks to all of you that donated for Bids for Kids yesterday. We greatly appreciate it. And thanks to your boat rentals. Thank you for sponsoring that. We raised over $46,000 for the Ronald McDonald House. Thank you so very much. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the second hour right after this. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on every list, including yours. We love MSP. You love MSP. No list needs to tell you why. But if you need a list, let me give you some reasons. First, the team over there curates all of the shops and restaurants to make sure there's a great mix of national and local brands. I love that. And convenience. MSP does everything they can to make travel not stressful, including the opportunity for you to reserve your parking space ahead of time and reserve your space in the TSA line. How great is that? Do that at MSPairport.com. And I always like to throw in a tip here. When you get into MSP and you don't reserve your space in the security line, make sure you look to the left and the right. The north and south security checkpoint times can vary by up to 15 minutes. So look left and right. And remember, from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best.